April 2008. I was seated in an expensive restaurant in San Diego in California. I had a nice view of the manicured lawns on one side and the ocean on the other. I had a successful career, a lovely family waiting for me in Bangalore, and the finest wine and food on my table. But something was missing. I felt hollow and disillusioned. I had been fighting this feeling for quite a while, but that evening, this feeling was at its peak. Is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? This question kept ringing in my head. It is so ironic. I had worked very hard to reach there. When I was 10 years younger, I had fantasized a life of a top business executive who jet sets around the world, meets important people, cuts deals, has good tastes, is sophisticated, wines and dines in the best places, wears the best, buys the best, and so on. All these fantasies came from novels and movies and my own wish of how I wanted my life and career to be. I was ambitious and honestly very lucky too. I graduated from my engineering school at a time when jobs were in abundance. The tech industry in India was just about to explode, and I was at the right time at the right place. At 21, I was earning good money. At 23, I purchased my first car. I met my spouse and we both decided to settle down in Bangalore and start our family. More and more opportunities came my way and I loved it. I was rewarded with stocks, promotions, and even had a choice to relocate to any country that I wanted to. I became more ambitious. I took up more responsibilities, worked even harder, and got rewarded immensely. But very soon, as my priorities changed, I realized that something was not right. I felt hollow and unfulfilled. Every day, I would drag myself to work. Though I was called a senior manager, all I did was respond to emails, attend meetings, break presentations, manage the politics with the bosses or clients, plan the next business trip, come back, submit my expense reports, go home and spend time with my family over dinner, switch my laptop back on, and join teleconferences and phone calls till late night, and start all over again the next day. I later got to know that there is a famous term for this kind of life. The rat race. And every night when I would go to bed, I would ask myself, what on earth am I doing with my life? 10 years ago, I had dreamt of this successful career in life. And now that I had fulfilled this dream, I was amazed at how unfulfilled it made me feel. It drove me crazy. I would dread the strange emptiness that came along with it and the dull grayness that surrounded it. There is a song sung by Billy Joel called The Piano Man. It is about a piano player, Billy Joel himself, who sings and entertains people in a bar. Each stanza of the song talks about how everyone in that bar is fighting that same feeling in their own ways.
Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place.
Like John, I too wanted to get out of the place and do something else. I even knew exactly what I wanted to do. I started my first job in 1997. But from 1999, I also started teaching on weekends. I loved it. And I had a perfect balance between my regular job and my weekend job. But slowly, I started enjoying teaching more than my regular job. In 2004, I spoke to my wife about it and was all set to leave the corporate world, but chickened out. We had just moved into our home, Our son was 2 years old, and I realized that a teaching career will not be enough for me to pay the EMI and other bills. So I postponed my decision and told myself to earn enough money so that one day I don't depend on my salary. That day never came. The bills kept increasing, and my dependence on my salary grew more and more. I worked harder and harder to earn more and more so that I could pay more and more bills. And though this life got me a nice view in a restaurant in San Diego, I was seriously lost, just like how John felt in that bar. I knew something was not right, and I had to figure out things for myself. But I didn't know where to start. The world was also witnessing a massive social change and was coming closer, thanks to smartphones and the wireless telecom revolution. I began to realize that having degrees and jobs and money is not enough in this new world order. Life is not just about going to work to earn a living and taking care of family. There is so much more to it. This is what I want to talk about in this podcast. This feeling to do something with our lives, which is so strong that it sometimes drives us crazy. And this other feeling that stops us from doing it, pulls us back and makes us stay where we are. Many of us are torn apart between these two feelings. I decided to make this podcast because I've gone through all these feelings and understand exactly how you feel. In May 2008, I finally took the plunge. I left my successful corporate career to pursue my life in teaching full-time. It has been 10 years now, and each day is different. In 2011, I wrote a book on plunge and documented 15 stories of people around me who did the same. And I hope that through this podcast, you're able to understand how to manage this process better so that you can prepare for your plunge when you're ready. In this first episode, I only want to talk about this feeling which I call the zone. In this first podcast, I only want to talk about this feeling which I call the zone. For John in the bar, it was acting. For me, it is teaching. For Dhoni, it is cricket. For Ramanujam, it was math. And for Jane Goodall, it was living with the chimps in the forest. For a few minutes, ignore the questions. How does one find the zone, and how does one earn money from the zone? Because I know how strongly your brain will attack you with them. They will be discussed in a future episode. Stay with me to understand this feeling or space called the zone. There are many different names given to this feeling called the zone. Some people call it joy or happiness. Some call it bliss. Some call it satisfaction. Some call it passion. Many call it dreams, the Japanese call it ikigai, and so on. They all mean the same thing in a context of one's career or job or occupation. For someone like John, he's in a job at the bar. He's quite skilled to do that job, and he does it quite well because without this, he won't be able to do this job properly. While doing this job, John would experience some kind of a feeling. It appears from the song that he's bored in that job or maybe disillusioned, just like how I was in mine. But maybe when John is on the stage and is acting, he feels something totally different and he wants to do it more and more. That is the zone. There is a great book called The Flow, which explains this concept scientifically. Another book called The Element, written by Ken Robinson, explains it quite nicely as well. What these books outline is that each of us experience a certain amount of joy in the kind of activities we do in our jobs. But there is some activity which gives us a joy which is the highest. That point where we experience the highest level of joy is called the zone. Many marathon runners call it the runner's high. I can barely run for 500 meters. But there are many people who run for tens of kilometers every day and not get over it. The next day they're ready for more. I had a chance to talk to Milind Soman once. He is a model actor, Iron Man, Greek god, the list is endless. He can run for hours, that too barefoot. So I asked him, "Don't you feel tired or bored?" He said that he does get tired and feels the pain, but he also feels a joy in running which is far greater. I remember him saying that when he finishes the run, he feels an energy like nothing else. He feels that he's glowing. He wants to enjoy that feeling forever. And that is why he waits for the next run. That is the zone. Once you are in the zone, you forget about time. You enter a state which is amazing. All your problems go away. If you have seen Kung Fu Panda, Oogway would describe this as, you are at peace with the universe. Or if you're a Star Wars fan, Yoda would say that a Jedi's strength flows from the Force. For Milind Soman, it is running and physical fitness. Dhoni probably gets the same feeling when he's playing cricket. Ramanujam got the same feeling when he was working on a complex math problem. And probably Jane Goodall got the same feeling when she was among chimps. I get the same feeling when I'm teaching. And all these people, including me, have built their lives around the zone. But for many out there, they are doing jobs which don't take them to the zone. They are frustrated, bored, and disillusioned. But here's the good news. You're not alone. Many of us go through this, and it is very natural. You have just built your lives around something that pays your bills. And now that you have realized that you're not happy with that, it is time you find your zones and build your lives around it. That's all there is to take a plunge into your zones and have a meaningful career. You will find the concept of zone in many movies and books around you. You will even hear it in famous speeches of leaders. They will say things like, follow your dreams and passion. Remember Steve Jobs' speech at Stanford? Perhaps for someone like him, he found his zone when he built electronics or did calligraphy and combined both into his products. And when he brought this out, he had to find a way to sell them and make money. And maybe that's how Apple became what it is today. Everything he did was around his zone. Or take the example of Three Idiots. This movie was shot in my alma mater, IIM Bangalore, where I did the PGSM program at the same time I took the plunge. The movie charts the journey of three friends who meet at their graduate school and in a funny way explains the concept of the zone. One of them, Farhan, played by Madhavan, loves to play with his camera and take photographs. In fact, you can even see the two different Farhans in the movie. The first one is the bored student in the class, and the second one is the Farhan with a twinkle in his eye as soon as he's in the zone, when he's with his camera. Many of us would relate with this character of Farhan from that movie. His reason of doing the undergraduate program was the pressure from his father and his society. And the reason many of us relate to that character more is that we too study a particular course and end up in jobs because of similar pressures. Deep inside, we have our zones and passions, but we are not able to follow them because of various challenges which I will discuss in a later episode. If you think about it with a cool mind, we have two positions in our lives. The first one is where we are right now, maybe in a job or studying in a college or school. We are doing this for some reason and are very unhappy about it. The second position is the zone. We want to do this more and more but are stuck. And the greater the distance between these two positions in our lives, the more stress we experience. So if you want to have a blissful and joyful career, make these two positions into one. Plunge is the journey from the unhappy position you are in today to the position where you not only experience your zone, but also fulfill your obligations and live a meaningful life. The journey is as much as fun as the position when you reach it. And it becomes better every day. In season one, I bring you 6 episodes, including this one, and a bonus episode as well. The season has a sequence of episodes which mirrors my own challenges and experiences of taking the plunge. When I was not feeling fulfilled, my mind would ask all kinds of questions. Why am I feeling so empty despite having worked so hard to reach where I am? What is missing? What is the zone and the plunge? How did I make these choices to reach here? How do I shape my choices and thoughts better so that I can do something about the zone? What is that calling or purpose? How are they connected to the zone? How do I find my own calling? How will I pay the bills? What if I fail? How do I handle my own fears, uncertainties, and doubts? What happens if I take the plunge and fail? What does the journey look like? And finally, is it worth it? Will I be successful after taking the plunge? I would be very happy if after listening to this podcast, you share your own plunge stories with me. I would also be very happy if you can share feedback about this podcast. What you liked, what you didn't like, what you would like more, and so on. I hope that this podcast triggers a positive discussion and brings people together so that we can build a platform of knowledge, experiences, and relationships that can help each other and our future generation live a more meaningful life. My name is Rakesh Godwani, and you're listening to Plunge. This podcast is brought to you by SUM, the School of Meaningful Experiences. For more information, visit www.sum.education. That's www.some.education.